So, John, it's been 6 weeks since the Cup Final, 5 new arrivals, numerous other new contracts and contract extensions, and the lads have been back doing a pre-season over the last couple of weeks. So if people thought that the off-season was a quiet time for managers and people involved in football clubs, they can probably think again.
Yeah, I think it's obviously changed from when I was a player and you got your 8 to 10 weeks off and then you came back to pre-season to get fit. I think now the players probably tend to look after themselves a little bit better and they're all in great condition. We've obviously had a bit of work to do to try and get players in, and then as you said, some renegotiations of contracts, which is great as well, and some players committing their kind of longer term future to the club, which is fantastic, and it's great for us as a club and great for them and great for the fans to see the commitment to the players.
Yeah, there's been a real focus from yourself and the people in the club to try and get business done early in terms of the retainments, the new contracts and the 5 new boys so far as well. How important is that?
Yeah, well, I think I'd imagine most clubs are the same. It's not something that, you know, you don't just get to the end of the season and then start to look. You start planning well in advance. So we're very pleased that we've got, you know, all the boys that have come in have been targets for us for a while. So it's not just... as I said, it's not just the case of who's available. We've had them up on our board for a while, and you know, it's work that's gone in the background to build relationships over the last few months that has ultimately paid dividend to get them in and get them over the line, and you know, delighted with that and delighted to get the boys in and great to see them in, you know, in training and obviously get a look at their real quality up close and personal.
Yeah, supporters will have read your quotes on the website about all the new signings, stpatsfc.com. Some top players and really good spread of positions as well. John, striker Rory Keaton from Cork, along with midfielder Aaron Bulger, are also from Cork City. Attackers Brandon Kavanagh and Keane Kavanagh have arrived from Derry. And this week, centre-back Conor Keely joined from Drogheda. So you must be really happy with what you've done so far in terms of the new ones.
Yeah, of course. As I said, they've been targets for us. We identified them early, and you know, the depth charts we've had on the board, they've been right at the very top of that, and you know, thankfully for us, we've managed to get them over the line, get them in, and as you said, we've managed to, you know, get in training. We've been in probably, I think we had a couple of weeks off after the Cup Final and then brought them in for a couple of days here and there, and you know, the lads have enjoyed it and it's been great to see them back on the pitch and just keeping on top of the fitness and taking over until that new season starts and pre-season starts in January.
In terms of how well the team did and the squad did overall in 2024, the season just gone, you must be really happy as well that so many of them are either already under contract or this week and last week a number of others have signed new contracts, including the captain Joe Redmond and Chris Forrester, who's just been named the PFAI Player of the Year.
Yeah, of course. I think it's great. It's great to tie down, you know, your key players. Obviously, you know, we did well last year and we want to try and build on that. You don't want to be, you know, every year signing 10, 12 players. It's you know, it's one of those. It's you lose players, and sometimes you know you manage to keep hold of them. This year, we've kept hold of and retained quite a few. And as you said there, we've extended a number of players, which is fantastic. Obviously, trying to replace the ones that have left, you know, that had done well for us as well, and have moved on for various reasons. So, it's trying to replace the ones that we've left, and trying to maintain and keep the ones that are, you know, obviously massively key players for you.
The recruitment side of the game now is so vast in terms of, you know, agents and video and websites and various different scouting platforms that you can research on and speak to your contacts in the game as well. How challenging is that for a manager, and kind of what kind of work goes into that in terms of all the things you need to do to check backgrounds and ability of players and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, well, I think obviously, you know, you check the ability, you can check all your stats and your data on, as you said, numerous different sites that give you all that. I think you know, probably one of the first things I'll do is I'll look back over our history, see where they've been, do I know anyone that's worked with them, give them a call just to see. Character wise, I think that's huge. I think you know, that's nearly as important, you know, as ability. I think most professional footballers, you know, they're professional because they have ability. It's about, you know, the character for me, and I think there's been players put to us that have certainly got ability, but character wise they haven't kind of stood up to what we're looking to bring in, so we've knocked them back, and you know, I think that's massively important, and I think that's one of the first things I probably look for.
The supporters will be watching and listening, John, wondering, is that business done now, or have you still got some bits to do over the Christmas break and into early January?
Yeah, I think there's always room for improvement. I think there are probably a couple more maybe. We're obviously really happy with what we've got in the building and what we've done so far. So it's always striving to try and improve and make it that little bit more competitive. I think it's important we have a competitive edge this year and the squad, plenty of competition for places. I think that's one of the positives that every player I've spoken about coming in, and the ones that have signed, you know, they're all up for the fight, they're all up for that challenge to try and get themselves in the team and then ultimately stay in the team.
The last 6 weeks has been amazing around the club, around the area in Chicor, with the FAI Cup in various schools, clubs, nursing homes, hospitals. Here at Richmond, players have been in all week. You're meeting the supporters this week as well, and I know you guys have all had a chance to have the trophy with your own friends and families as well, and seeing how much it means to everyone. Really, the cup has been very, very busy. Has the achievement of what you did in your first year in management to lead the club to the FAI Cup sunk in with you yet?
Probably not really. No. It's kind of, I know this probably sounds blasé, but just it's what we try and do, and it's what you strive for, it's what you look to achieve. And when you go into football as a player, as a coach, you want to try and win trophies, you want to try and compete as high up the league table as you possibly can. Unfortunately for us last year, we managed to do that, and we managed to bring silverware to the club. And as you said, you see how much it means to the fans and to the players, to their families, and it's fantastic. And I think, you know, that was probably, you know, my lasting memory of the cup final is probably standing back from it all and watching everyone celebrate and seeing the joy in their face. And I'm probably happy I've done it like that, because it's probably a better memory for me to have than probably writing amongst it, which I probably would have been as a player. So it's great, and it's fantastic, and everybody's delighted, and you can feel it around the club. And you can see it with the season tickets, and the appetite to come and watch Pats now is really there. And but it's for me now, it's about what's next. You know, can we go and surpass that? Can we go and, you know, can we go, you know, challenge for a league? Can we go and compete? And we're obviously very, very aware of how difficult it's going to be. Two good teams came up last year in Galway and Waterford, so you know, that focus now switches obviously quickly to the league once we're back into pre-season. And what we've done kind of this year is gone, and it's put to bed, and, you know, focus on what's next.
It's not always been the way in the League of Ireland for players to be kind of in December, whether it be because they were on shorter contracts or they're out of contract and still negotiating. But to have a core group of, you know, 16, 18, 20 players in, eyes on them, getting their GPS data back on, seeing how they are around each other, the new players mixing in before the real pre-season, is a huge benefit, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I think that's me coming up to 2 years at the club, and the couple before we've done it. We've brought players in, but we've never had a group like this in before, where you've had, you know, practically a whole squad of players in. So it's really pleasing to see. It's great, and I can see it in the boys as well, that, you know, they can feel that there's a real squad coming together, and we're obviously in a good place with numbers and stuff, as you said there. So I think we're all happy with where we're at, but it's just trying to make sure that, you know, you don't get complacent, you don't rest on your laurels, and you make sure that the success we had last year is something that we want to go and you know, achieve again and more.
And just a word on the challenge of 2024. You've mentioned the opening league fixture away to Galway, which will be huge down in AMDC Park. Repeat a cup final here against Bow 7 days later, which will sell out well in advance, like most games probably will. You've got the whole league fixtures now, Europe to come, and of course we want to defend that cup as well. So a big challenge, and like all clubs and managers, you'll want to try and kick things on and continue to improve.
Yeah, of course. I think it's important that you start well. We've obviously got a very difficult fixture to a side that unbeaten at home the whole last league campaign, so it's, you know, it's a very, very difficult start for us, but it's one that we'll go down and give it our best shot to get the 3 points. And as you mentioned, when the cup comes around, we'll want to try and defend it. Europe obviously is in the summer, which the players and fans, I'm sure, will be very much looking forward to, but that's right at the very back of my mind, to be honest with you. It's not something I've even kind of thought about. That excitement obviously comes around once you get the draws and stuff like that, and it's not something we'll be looking at just yet. I think we've got plenty of football before then, and I think, as I said previously. I think it's going to be a very difficult league this year. I think there's plenty of teams getting stronger. You know, the teams that have come up are two very good sides, so it's going to be very, very difficult to get points next year. And I think it's important that, you know, you try and start as fast and as quickly as you possibly can.
And lastly, just a message for supporters watching and listening, John, heading into Christmas, just for from the manager of the club towards the people watching and listening, what would you like to say to them?
No, firstly, just obviously appreciate the support, and, you know, from myself, the players, the staff, it's obviously huge. We've been well backed all year, and it doesn't go unnoticed. It's very much appreciated. And, you know, all the stuff that you put on social media with the regarding tickets and, you know, jerseys selling out before they're even in the shop, you know, it's remarkable, and it's quite humbling to see. And, you know, I do genuinely believe that the club is on an upward trajectory, and you know, it's down to obviously the fans backing the players in the way that they do. And, you know, and obviously secondly, then obviously wish them a happy Christmas when it comes. It's a great time of year. Obviously I've got two young kids myself that are really excited for it and looking forward to it. So hope everybody has a fantastic Christmas, and you know, they all get their season tickets off Santa.
That's great. Well, thanks, John, for your help across the year. Well done on a brilliant season, and we'll see you in 2024, and happy Christmas to you and your family as well.
Thanks very much, Jay.